Well, the weekend weather should be quite pleasant, not like a 40-degree low tonight. And it is Mother's Day weekend, of course. Whether you're looking for a traditional brunch or something completely different to do, we've got the picks for you tonight. Earlier, I spoke about our options with Mike McCarthy, editor-in-chief of Washington Flyer.
Friday night, there's a street fair outside the old post office pavilion. It's called Look Up. So you'll see dancers, unicyclists, and jugglers. And the highlight is a San Francisco-based group called Project Bandaloop. They actually rappel down very tall structures like the post office pavilion and perform choreographed dance. It's like Spider-Man meets Martha Graham. Anyway, they'll do their thing at 9 p.m. along the wall facing Pennsylvania Avenue. And the street fair itself is free on Friday night outside the post office pavilion from 8 until 10.
Well, whether you're a rappeller or you prefer to stay on the sidewalk, the weather looks amazing this weekend. Great opportunity to see the monuments on two wheels.
That's right. It's Bike DC on Sunday. It's the only time each year when Pennsylvania Avenue and the GW Parkway are open to cyclists exclusively. So you can hop on your bike and see the Capitol, the White House, and cruise up to Arlington National Cemetery. And for the first time this year, the National Park Service has opened Rock Creek Parkway to Bike DC too. The entire route is 24 miles, but you can do a portion of it if you like, and the rolling start time is from 7 to 7:30 in the morning, and everything wraps up around 11:30. It's important to note that this is not a race, so cyclists can cruise at their own pace. It's for hardcore cyclists and novices alike, and if you have one of those bike trailers for kids, you can hitch that onto the back of your bike too. Online registration is open through Saturday night, and it's $40 for adults and free for kids up to 12. And you can go to bikedc.net for more details.
Let's not forget about all the moms out here, whether they happen to be wives, sisters, friends. What is on tap for making mother happy this weekend?
That's important, you know. And one way to start is on Saturday, when a great spot called the Butcher's Block on King Street in Old Town hosts a free wine tasting from 1 until 4 featuring wines from France, Italy, and Washington State. And of course, there are a slew of brunches across town on Sunday, and there are a couple I like for their homespun menus, including Pearl Dive Oyster Palace downtown, where they're offering a New Orleans-inspired feast with stuffed brioche, with chocolate frangelico ganache, wood-grilled redfish, as well as Texas Gulf shrimp. Another cool little spot on the southwest waterfront is called Station 4. It hosts a Mother's Day brunch from 11 until 3. Farm fresh omelets and mushrooms, classic biscuits and gravy, and country Berkshire sausage on open-faced biscuits. That's a lot of food. Anyway, if you miss brunch, they're also doing a three-course dinner menu, too, for $38 a person. And finally, if you're thinking romance, the Goodstone Inn, which sits on 265 acres out near Middleburg, has a Mother's Day package this weekend. It includes a half a bottle of wine and fresh flowers, complimentary country breakfast, and a $50 spa gift card, and a little glass of bubbly for moms by the pool. It all sounds pretty good. Again, that's Goodstone Inn for Mother's Day.
It does sound nice. That's Mike McCarthy, editor-in-chief of Washington Flyer. He joined us on Skype. Read more about all the events he talked about at WTOP.com. Search Washington Flyer.